You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
It is what's up, and welcome everyone to Faces and Feels Anything Goes. That's right, I'm your host Rafe Houston, and I'm joined as always by the lovely and demure Alex from Vinyls and Violence. How are you, my man?
Hello. Very demure, very mindful.
Absolutely, that's how he does it.
I think that's what the kids are saying these
days. They do. They don't come onto the podcast wearing wing liner and lashes. They're very put together, very cute. Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that reference is already a week old, and so as a result, not funny. But we're back again on the road with Anything Goes, and we're continuing to add to our master playlist of bangers that you can listen to in your day-to-day life. But hopefully it's a service to the wrestling community. Wrestlers riding to and from shows on those long nights, fans going out of their way to catch something, this is for you. So we're going to kick it off again with Alex with the first pick.
Okay, so my first pick on this one is going to be, let's see here, I'm just going to go ahead and do Electric Callboy's Techno album. I love this album so much. It's just fun. Absolutely. If you've heard them before, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Absolutely. It's hard to recommend a track because they're all kind of the same, but it's a great vibe nonetheless.
Yeah, it's like metalcore mixed with like German boy band pop, synth pop.
Yeah.
It's a little strange to talk about, but when you hear it, you're either going to love it or hate it. I hope you love it.
Yeah.
If you hate it, it's understandable.
Maybe it's exactly what you need when you're driving home from a show at midnight for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And there's only going to be two songs in the playlist. So if you hate them, skip them. There ain't going to be that many of them.
Yeah, exactly. And what are the songs that you're recommending from them?
I'm going to throw on Techno Train and Hurricane. I was going to put Hypa in there because that song's amazing.
I was
not on this album.
I'll
just throw it in there anyway. Screw it. Whatever.
Screw it. I'll do that as my bonus recommendation because the homie Kid Valiant over here, Kobe Reed in Australia, wrestler, uses it as his intro theme. So
cool. He's my new favorite.
Yeah. There you go. You can check him out. When ICW No Holds Barred was here on their pit show in Australia, he wrestled in the pit there.
Okay, cool.
Did like a frog splash off the top of the cage. It was great.
I know I watched that, so I've definitely seen him.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely you have. All right. So I'm going to lean into the fact that it's the spooky season and we're heading into Halloween. And I'm going to recommend Magnolia Park. And last year they did an album called Halloween Mixtape 2, which was just a ton of tracks. They're kind of like a bit – they're one of those bands that are almost kind of hard to follow a little bit because they're sort of prolific in the amount of music that they release. And they do heaps of collabs, so they're always fucking dropping stuff. But this album has heaps of my favorite tracks on it. Like when I listen to Magnolia Park – I normally just load up their page on Spotify and hit play and shuffle and just shuffle through all their stuff. But Halloween Mixtape 2 has some of my favorite songs on it. And so if I was going to recommend anything on this, I would recommend Breathing is an absolute banger. And then Animal as well.
Okay.
Both of these. You like Magnolia Park, don't you?
I was actually going to say, I only know that song that they just did for Disney where they covered Eye to Eye from the Goofy movie.
That's what I was going to say. Throw that in as the bonus track as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's a banger, but I've never really listened to them before.
So oh, really? I thought when I recommended that to you, you were like, if you think I haven't listened to this 50 times already, then you're mistaken. So I figured you knew
that. I just like the Goofy movie.
Oh, you will hell like this band, dude, because they're normally a bit heavier than that track. They also have like hip hop elements and things like that. They're a really good band.
Okay, now I'm very interested now.
Yeah. Well, check those two. I'll you know, since you don't know them, we'll throw in one more. Since it is a Halloween bonus, I'm already cheating our system, but throw in candles as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my second one right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're up. Yeah.
So I'm going to go, one of the dudes from the rap group The Suicide Boys has a side project, and it's called Duck Boy.
Okay.
And it's kind of like pop punk type of stuff, of like a little on the heavier side of pop punk. I don't know. It's really fun to listen to. The lyrics are a little depressing, but the songs kind of bang. He only has two EPs out, so I'm just going to lump them together. Yeah. They only have like three songs on each one. So we have Tragic Love Songs to Study 2, Volume 5. Mm-hmm. And Existential Hymns for the Average Sigma, Volume 9. That's what these EPs well, these are called.
These are some great titles, so there's that.
Yeah. I don't exactly know what two songs I'm going to throw in here. They're all great, and there's only a few. He doesn't have a whole lot. I think he just does it in his spare time.
Yeah.
But I like them. It's fun.
Yeah, nice. Now that sounds really good. Next one for me, I'll take a departure from kind of heavy stuff, though this does have a little bit of rocky elements, and it's going to be the Australian band Slowly Slowly. I absolutely love this band. They're one of the best bands I saw live recently. They played at like a festival, and I'm going to tell you, like, when you hear this band, you wouldn't think that the singer's the hardest motherfucker you've ever met. But he definitely is. I saw this dude drink like 3/4 of a bottle of scotch live on stage as he played through this set. I was like, the dude from Slaughter to Prevail, be watching this dude, like, don't fuck with him. Like, because he's clearly the hardest man here. But they've just released a new album. They've got a whole bunch of really good songs. But their 2022 album, Daisy Chain, is super great, and I always really enjoy it. He's, again, like a real lyricist, great songwriter. And I'm going to give you my two picks off this album. There's so many good songs, but I'm going to choose Forget You and Daisy Chain. Both songs are pretty good and pretty different from anything that we've recommended so far.
Cool. I think Forget You is my favorite song on that album.
It's really fun, isn't it? I've listened
to it like two, maybe twice, but I think that's the first song you sent me, and it's a fun song. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so my third one is going to be the band Heart Attack Man.
Oh, okay. That's a great, great band name.
Yeah, they're like a pop punk band with some pretty off the wall lyrics. They're wild. I've not seen them live yet, but I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
Their newer album, Freak of Nature, is the shit.
Okay.
Some of their lyrics catch you off guard because you're not expecting him to say some of the stuff he says. I'll just leave it at that. But the songs Freak of Nature and Nine on Your Bedside are the two I'm going to add. So, yeah, I don't have too much else to say about it because they're wild. But I love them, so I'm going to throw them on there.
Yeah, that sounds like a completely completely good reason to add them.
Yeah, they're pretty unhinged. It sounds all fun and like pop punk at first, but when you really listen to some of the stuff he says, some of the stuff is a little edgelordy, I will say. Uh-huh. You kind of roll your eyes. But there are other times where you're like, this guy's kind of fucked up. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not familiar at all, so I would definitely give it a listen.
Cool, hell yeah.
All right. Now, my next pick you're going to absolutely love.
Awesome.
It's going to be Chapel Roan's The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like that one, don't you?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's so many good songs on this album. Anybody that knows Chapel Roan will know how many bangers there are on this. But if I have to recommend two songs off this album, and I'll let you do a bonus if you want, but
oh, I will.
My Kink is Karma is like my favorite song off this album. And then I think probably, do I leave the obvious one for you? I've got to do Pink Pony Club. But there's another many other songs off this album that probably need to make it into this playlist, to be fair.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick if I had to pick one. But
that's why I was going to leave it for you, but I was like, I've got to do it just in case.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and throw, what's it, Good Luck Babe? I think that's the one.
It's not this album, but you could put that in as a bonus one. That's
oh, like, is it not on this album?
That's like the new single. Yeah, yeah.
That song's just fun.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love it.
It's cool. Yeah.
They're all fun.
Yeah, Good Luck
Babe. They're either really fun or really like sappy and kind of depressing.
Yeah. My Kink Is Karma is really fun because it's like about somebody that did her wrong and she's just like enjoying anything that goes wrong in their life, like from afar.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Red Wine Supernova should probably get put in. There's a lot on here. Maybe we have to like.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many fucking good songs on this album. How do you not just fill the playlist with things? You know what? That's not the point of this.
Put the whole album in the playlist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. People shuffle it or they get to chapel.
Yeah.
But there's heaps of good ones. We're going to go with those few, that handful. But yeah, I don't know how we get more in. Maybe we just add them later.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So is that already three each?
That's already three each. I can throw a bonus on there if you want me to.
A bonus album. You're going to give everybody an extra taste.
Yeah. I just saw this band. We have a little skate shop in Salisbury, Maryland, where I live, that have just throw on these awesome metal shows every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And this band just came through called Float Omen.
Oh, okay. That wasn't even who I thought you were going to say, because from that show, you've shown me two other, not that show, but from gigs at that place, two other bands that were sick as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, this band called Wilt Wither came through. They're awesome. But the band that opened for them is called Float Omen.
Okay.
And they're cool. Both of those bands are cool. Mm-hmm. And we had Filth come through.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say. Yeah.
But yeah, that band Float Omen, they have a new EP called The Degradation of Life, and it's only like 5 songs long.
Mm.
I can't remember the song titles off the top of my head. I was trying to bring it up real quick, but I'll throw a track or two in the playlist. They're really just, they're phenomenal in my opinion.
And yeah.
They're from New Jersey. They don't have a whole ton of followers. They were just about to open up for Between the Buried and Me, and I think the show got canceled due to like, I think someone from Between the Buried and Me was sick, so that sucks for them.
Yeah,
because that's a big band to be opening for. But
absolutely,
man, they're just that EP is just. When I heard that they were playing the skate shop and that EP came out, I just listened to it nonstop, so I knew the words when they were here.
That's it. That's really cool. Yeah, there's been some great bands though. They're like you said, Filth with a. We won't add those yet. Let's save those to be recommendations in like later episodes. Kind of thing where we can go through and do tracks and stuff on that. But yeah, cool. All right. Well, a little bonus one there. So you got 4 out of Alex.
There you go.
So yeah, exactly.
And well, a skate shop promo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, since I know the song so well, I will do a bonus and I will do Filth and I'll do Chin Check. And what's the other one? Gutter, Stay Gutter.
Yeah. Yeah, those songs are sick. They were awesome live.
Filth are like this tough guy, nu metal, hardcore lyric type deathcore band, I guess. I don't know what you call them, but they're like everything
that used hardcore.
Yeah, like kind of everything I want to be, but I'm not. Like, I love it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But yeah, check them out. They're really good. If you've ever seen me post shit on Instagram, I quite often, like for Dude Where's My Ring, I'll use Filth songs because they are like, you know, tough boy lyrics, like fighty lyrics.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, absolutely. All right then. Well, there we go. Another on the road with Anything Goes, and you got 4 out of us each. So another 8 albums. So recommended. So 6 on the first episode and then 8 on the second episode. We're so generous.
Yeah, doing you all a service. I hope you love it because I love doing it.
Yeah, exactly right. That's it. Where do people find you, as always?
You can look me up on Vinyls and Violence on Instagram. And, yeah, I got some shirts up on Deathmatch Worldwide and a brand new one with a wrestler, Buddy Badcock.
Yeah.
And he's the shit. Mm-hmm. And it would mean the world to him if you purchased the shirt. So, yeah,
absolutely do it. If you're in the States, get that. Like I know Deathmatch Worldwide can ship worldwide. So yeah, even if you're not in the States, you can pick up on that. So
yeah, It would suck if Deathmatch Worldwide couldn't ship worldwide.
It actually would, and I'd be like, Corey, yeah. What you doing, man? That's sweet. Check out everything at Faces Feels Cast for this interview series, the interviews I do between the Anything Goes episodes. We've got stuff about to drop. Well, it would have dropped by the time you've heard this, with Oren Veit, with Perth's gorgeous Gary, and another soon-to-be listed interview. And then that should take us through my sojourn to Japan. So I'm going to Japan on the 12th and won't be back till the 26th, but I'm pretty sure between these and the interviews I've got, we've got enough content that the loyal listeners won't even notice we're gone.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, everybody out there, thank you for listening. Check out the playlist, links in the show notes. And remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Countout Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy, and the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast, and you can check out the Countout Network and all our sister shows over there at Countout Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
DeathmatchWorldwide.com, the official online merchandise store that is only for Deathmatch Wrestling. Featuring official t-shirts from No Peace Underground, John Wayne Murdoch, Akira, Madman Pondo, Zona 23, Neil Diamond Cutter, G-Raver, Schlack, Necro Butcher, and many more. If you are a Deathmatch wrestler, promotion, manager, or platform, and are interested in joining the web store, send us an email to deathmatchworldwide@yahoo.com. Deathmatchworldwide.com for the violent few.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumpy Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring, and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds, and more. It's all covered on Jumpy Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while, covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumpy Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.